Marysville Bulldogs Coach's Corner, a service of Hilltop Tires, Darren's Repair, Blue Valley Technologies, the Citizen State Bank, Dr. Jill Gray, and Dane's Automotive.
If you're worried about the shape your smile is in or suffer with tooth pain, you need to visit Gray Family Dental in Marysville. The staff at Gray Family Dental will stop the pain and make your smile look like new again. Dr. Gray offers a full range of dental services, including restorative, preventative, and cosmetic procedures, and regular hygiene services to keep your teeth and gums in great shape. Call 562-5323 for your appointment today. Gray Family Dental, just a south block of Broadway on 8th Street. Your smile is their priority.
When I looked for a home improvement loan, I knew there were lots of options, but the choice turned out to be simple. I did my homework, then I went to the home of the home improvement loan.
If you want the best service and competitive rates from an experienced quality lender, your decision just got a lot easier. Come talk to us about your home improvement loan. We are an equal housing lender. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit bluevalley.net today.
I'm joined now by head coach of the Marysville Bulldogs, Tony Trimble. Coach, you were able to find some running lanes and get some points up at the board, just not able to stick with that high-powered Rock Creek offense. How are you able to build on that going forward here with the last couple weeks in the season?
Well, we felt pretty good. Like you said, our offense was able to move the ball, so we felt good about that. We really felt like, you know, if we could get a stop on defense, we'd have a chance to get some momentum, and we didn't do that until late in the game, but, you know, it was exciting to see that we were able to have our highest production offensively of the season against probably one of the best teams we faced.
You talked about some of those defensive stops and some missed tackles and maybe some out of alignments. How do you fix that going into this week's game against Valley Heights?
Well, you know, Rock Creek is very athletic. They're quick, and they spread you out, and they try to get their athletes in one-on-one situations in space, which makes it very difficult to defend. And like you said, we missed some tackles. We didn't do a very good job of defending that in space. So obviously that's something we're going to focus on this week of practice, is we're going to work on getting better at tackling. And, you know, we're going to try to eliminate, not necessarily missed assignments, but get our kids to understand their angles better so that hopefully it puts them in a better position to make those tackles next time.
How do you make sure your boys are focused in with everything going on? It's homecoming, Valley Heights is coming in.
Well, you know, coaches have never really liked homecoming, and I'm one that's on board with that. Just because of the distractions, like you mentioned, there's so many activities going on. The kids, it's great for the kids. They love it, and it's a good time. But what we try to do is get that to work in our benefit, get the excitement of homecoming, try to get that energy brought to our locker room so that our kids are excited to play and all pumped up and ready to go for that kind of activity. But can be a distraction. But, you know, we'll just remind them over and over again that they wouldn't have homecoming if there wasn't a game. So hopefully they stay focused and use that energy that's brought from homecoming to our favor.
If you can, like you said, focus that energy in once the helmets go on, you're usually set up for success. Now, there are a lot of storylines in this game. Of course, the proximity in the game. But interesting part, you're coaching against your son, Cody, down there at Valley Heights. What's that going to be like, the first part? You go to shake hands early in the game. What's that going to be like to see him across the field?
It's going to be a different situation, for sure. You know, we coached together for a few years when I was at Valley Heights, and he came and helped me, and obviously he played for me, and so he knows how I think as a football coach, and I'm sure that he's going to use that to his advantage. He's a very smart young man, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be, you know, coaches, we always want to win. And as parents, we never want to see our kids fail. So it's going to be a little bit bittersweet. I don't want my kids to fail, but I hope Cody stumbles a little bit this week and we have some success.
After this game on Friday, I think you can have some storylines at the Thanksgiving dinner here coming up in a month or so, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that there's already been a little bit of trash talking around the family tables and get-togethers, and I'm sure that most of the people in the family are probably cheering for Cody over me just because he's the younger guy. It'll be interesting. It'll be fun. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about it already around the community. They made T-shirts up and things like that. And I think that a lot of people are blowing it up way more than Cody and I have been. And I think that, you know, we'll enjoy it. But at the same time, you know, it's going to be difficult to have to go out there and try to beat him.
Getting a chance to talk to both you and Cody, I can definitely tell it's still about the game and more about the team than anything. So, Coach, I appreciate your time today. You had that little snippet there. Sometimes the young pup does need to learn his lesson every now and then. So best luck on Friday. I can't wait to talk to you then on Friday as well. So,
all right. Thanks, Max.
Tucked away below the old water tower in Marysville, Hilltop Tires is a proud supporter of all Marysville athletics. Don't leave for the game on a set of tires you don't trust. Stop in and check out their wide selection and dependable, timely service. Servicing everything from semis to ATVs, you've never had an easier time buying tires than with Hilltop Tires. Open from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, Saturday 8 till noon. Give Bryce a call today, 785-619-6035. That's 785-619-6035.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. Yay! It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Marysville Bulldogs Coach's Corner, a service of Hilltop Tires, Darren's Repair, Blue Valley Technologies, the Citizens State Bank, Dr. Jill Gray, and Dane's Automotive.